Cyclone Tomas rampages across Fiji. Disease covers Haiti in the quake aftermath, but shoes provide a solution. And a gunman opens fire in a Middle Eastern church. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Fiji suffered significant damage in the wake of Cyclone Tomas. The storm left widespread destruction throughout the South Pacific island chain. A nationwide curfew lifted yesterday, but a state of emergency remains in effect for the next 30 days. Communications are still out in many areas. Crossroad Bible Institute's David Scheringa says their Australian team is keeping a close eye on the situation.
It's not only a matter of the cyclone and the cyclone damage, but the military regime in Fiji uses every opportunity possible to be able to take more control, to show force, to show power, and, you know, to keep that suppression going. So you have a two-pronged emergency in situations like this.
Their team says they don't anticipate any disruption to their inmate Bible study and discipleship programs, but you can pray.
So far, the Bible study program for the prisoners is under their radar and continuing on, but we're going to monitor the situation quite closely.
Next, disease rates are growing rapidly in post-quake Haiti, especially within relief camps. The upcoming rainy season is expected to make the situation worse. Rachel Garten of Buckner International Shoes for Orphan Souls program says children without shoes are at an even greater risk for disease.
You can imagine with the earthquake, all of the glass and debris and everything, and this point in time is not a time when children need to be shoeless, because obviously going barefoot really can open it up for them to get different types of cuts, infections that go through their feet.
Garten says that shoes are such an essential piece to disease prevention that
just by putting a pair of shoes on a child, we can increase their health by 50%.
As Shoes for Orphan Souls distribute shoes, they also explain the gospel. So far, 43,000 pairs of shoes have been sent to Haiti, and they hope to send at least another 25,000. Visit our website to learn how you can help. You're listening to Mission Network News. AMG International's medical team in Haiti begins work today in a region with no medical care. The city of Camp Cock is now home to not only its original occupants, but at least 70 refugee families as well. AMG's Roger Thomas says these quake victims have yet to receive care.
There is no medical care in Camp Cock. There is medical care in Limbe if they have the means to get there and the means to pay for it once they get there. But our clinics don't work that way. If they can pay, we expect them to pay what they can. If they can't, they get treated nonetheless. And that's unique. We're the only ones down there doing that I'm aware of in Northeast Haiti.
The AMG medical team will be the first site of medical help for most in Camp Cock, but the team has an even greater mission, to share the message of Christ.
This is a great opportunity to not only provide for their needs, distribute food, provide medical care, but also to share the gospel with them.
Elsewhere, a week ago today, a Muslim extremist disrupted a church service in a church pastored by an E3 staff member. The man demanded that everyone convert to Islam or die. When no one recanted, he opened fire. Miraculously, there were no injuries. E3 goes on to say the gunman has since been arrested. He was a familiar face around the church because he'd been doing some work for them. He'd also been exposed to the gospel. So please pray for this pastor, the church members, and the gunman. And Greater Europe Mission field workers in Latvia were excited to see what God would do in youth ministry. Time passed, and there were few results with individuals. Eventually, they began to pray for a group of friends to respond, and their prayers were answered in 2008 when a group of neighborhood kids came to know Jesus together. The team is now in a discipling relationship with 40 young people. Their goal is to see them become disciples of Jesus, who immediately seek to disciple others. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter now for an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to Guatemala. Through this life-changing experience, you'll see how Kids Alive is rescuing orphaned and abandoned children. For additional information and to register to win the Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two, you can call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.